This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Helnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And today, we're going to have Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV come on around 10:05, as usual time slot, and talk about Google and incognito mode. And we can talk a little bit more about that this in this news segment as well. But it's going to be a full show here till 11 o'clock. So get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're happy to do our best to help you with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns as usual. And as usual and customary, we always have technology news. And what you got there, Dennis, to talk about?
What I've got is a cash grab that's now going on that involves Adobe.
Adobe and cash grabs. Okay.
The company that most people remember as the Adobe Reader people who make PDF readers.
Right.
They also make a lot of graphic design software, and it's good stuff, and it's widely used throughout the industry. It's
yes.
probably the standard
mm-hmm.
for everything. Now, for many years, they have included in their products something called Pantone color matching.
Mm-hmm.
And Pantone is a separate company from Adobe that creates color standards for things.
Right.
And we were talking off the air about the color of the lettering in the Tab logo.
Right.
That's a particular Pantone number.
Right. Or here on the flags, the Mike flags.
They probably have Pantone numbers for all the colors in there.
Right.
And what that does is allows you as a graphic designer to specify that something has a Pantone color. And right. then you can ask, you know, the people that make the flags to print it with the proper color.
Right.
You can have embroidered the proper color. You can have, printed documents that have the proper colors. Right.
You get consistency in your logo.
And it crosses everything.
Right.
Everything that can be produced has a Pantone assignment, and it's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's a brilliant way to handle the problem of colors in different media.
Well, all they did was take a color and put a number to it.
Right.
I mean, I say all they did. Somebody had a great idea.
Well, they also create the standards for how to mix that color.
Oh,
so
okay.
Pantone has, like Yukon's blue, I think, is Pantone 389.
Okay.
And they have also researched how to produce that with process colors and in spot colors, which are just single inks, which have that. They're the ones that produce all that, and it allows all of these different media to be able to look the same.
Makes sense.
All right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of graphic designers are using Pantone colors in their objects.
Yeah.
Well, there seems to be some kind of a breakdown in the licensing between Adobe and the Pantone company.
Uh-oh.
Pantone company now wants to get $15 a month in order for graphic designers to continue using their colors in their designs.
And people thought Elon was crazy, but we won't go there.
And for me, the curious thing is there must have been some kind of licensing agreement between the two companies all these decades, because Adobe's products have had them forever.
Yeah.
So there must have been some kind of a breakdown.
Right.
I don't know how, when, or why. The upshot of it is that in the more recent versions of their products like Photoshop and Illustrator, Adobe is pulling support for Pantone colors unless you've paid for that subscription.
Right.
And they are replacing Pantone colored objects with black.
So,
and it looks like they're actually removing the Pantone object information for all the different objects inside the file, so that what you see is black, and it doesn't even tell you that you had previously assigned a color number to it.
You did all
it's
the work.
Just black.
You spent all your time using the tool, and then this change happens, and it's like no soup for you unless you pay $15
pay
a
up.
Month. Now, that doesn't seem right to me.
No. And as a matter of fact, the parallel that you drew off the air was ransomware.
Ransomware, they're ransoming your work. If you don't pay $15 a month, you can't have your work back that you already did using the tool you already paid for.
Right.
And this is the thing with these EULAs, these license agreements and the software is pretty much you can use the software. It is as is. If you don't like it and we make a change on you, we don't care. You're stuck with it. This is what you agreed to. Take it or leave it. It's literally the soup Nazi. It literally is. No soup for you.
And
you didn't order the soup properly. There's no soup for you. Same thing.
And the thing that a lot of people don't realize is how expensive these Adobe products are to begin with.
Yeah.
And it's a subscription. There are graphic designers that are spending hundreds of dollars a year just to have the software.
Right. And now to have this happen.
And now they've got to pay $15 a month or $90 a year.
Right.
They're giving you a discount at $90 a year. Wow. Oh, what a break. It's still $90 a year on top of hundreds that you've been spending with Adobe.
And of course, I mean, hopefully the folks at the Webster Dictionary aren't listening to us, because they're going to be like, wait a minute. You want to use our words in your Word document? You need to pay $15 a month to use the English language. Here it's coming, guys.
Oh, it's terrible.
So we'll put that link up for you. You can read that. If you're a graphic designer, you're probably already aware of it.
Oh, yeah.
$15 a month lighter. In other news, and we'll talk about it with Wes a little bit, this is pretty much serious front page type news here. Google execs knew incognito mode failed to protect privacy in a lawsuit. So a lawsuit was allowed to progress. There's like a $5 billion class action lawsuit. And Google's not happy about it, obviously. That basically, it talks about the fact that you have the word incognito mode, and when you're using the Chrome browser, you can go into incognito mode, and you think it's more private.
And well, you would, wouldn't you?
With a name like that.
You're going incognito, right?
Yeah, with a name like that, it has to be private, kind of like autopilot in a Tesla, but we won't go there. So incognito mode, you're in there and you're surfing away and you're doing all sorts of things that you think your business, your company you work for is never going to see that you're doing. You think that, you know, you're all, you know, secret and you know, completely private, but it's not true. Incognito mode doesn't really get you that privacy you thought it was getting you. And they're being sued for that. And again, you use the word incognito, you're gonna have to find yourself in a situation like this.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk with Wes at 10:05 a little bit about the reasons browsers really aren't going to offer you that privacy. And even though they've told you you are private, you're really not. And we'll put a link up here to this as a Computer World article that's kind of explains the whole situation. But this is, again, if you're doing anything digitally, it's guaranteed not to be private, really.
Right.
You're very trackable, traceable, and heck, even Bitcoin, the money everyone thought wasn't really traceable, we're finding that it is more traceable than you thought.
Oh, it's very traceable.
So the key there might be a future of at least maybe policing it to the point where we can get your fake money back or back away from the bad guys. So we'll see what happens there too. But this is interesting. Hopefully, I kind of think that Google needs to get smacked around a little bit for this type of stuff. And there's plenty of other privacy issues with Google that we talked about. You know, your Gmail accounts, they're reading your Gmail just to make sure they could market to you.
Right.
Why should they be reading your Gmail? Well, they're like, hey, this is free. If you don't want to use a service, don't use our mailbox.
Right.
So we'll put this link up here for you guys to take a look at. What else you got there, Dennis?
I have an interesting use for AI technology again.
Oh, well, let's play something. We actually have this queued up a little bit. Why don't you guys listen to this?
Jolita.
So this that tune is...
Well, that tune is by... It's a cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene, obviously,
right. Yeah.
By an artist who actually generated an AI voice.
Right.
And then had that AI voice sing the song in that way. In that what we just heard.
So just think about it. You don't even need, no one has to get the singer coffee. You don't have to worry about the air conditioning in the studio. You don't have to worry about whatever they're having as an autistic breakdown. You just turn on the AI and let it go. All right. Who needs artists anymore? We already had the AI artists were making paintings.
Right. And they were actually winning contests.
Right.
Now and making real artists angry about it.
So if you're going to sound like that, I mean, you would never know. She's even breathy. You can even hear that. It's so real.
It is.
Welcome to the future, I guess.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's almost frightening.
It is a little bit. But if they sound good, I mean, I guess that's the question. Are we going to have like realists versus AIists or artificialists who are going to be like, I refuse to listen to anything that is computer generated? Are we going to start having those types of discussions or those types of camps? Or are we just going to enjoy the art?
It kind of reminds me of the colorizing movement back in the 80s and 90s where black and white movies were colorized.
Right.
And there were a whole bunch of people that were like, I'm not watching that. I can't handle that. No, that's terrible. What are they doing to what was great?
That's true. What else you got, Dennis, before we got a couple minutes?
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
British government is now scanning all internet-facing machines in the UK for vulnerabilities.
Like footholds and any kind of thing that a bad guy might have left on the server.
Right, or you don't have a proper version of OpenSSL on a server or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's nice about what they've done is they've got a page that they've posted where they disclose where their probes are coming from and what kinds of HTTP headers are used in their requests.
Right.
So if you have a web server in England, let's say, you can go in your logs and you can know when this occurred, and then you can take those out so it doesn't alter your statistics if you're analyzing your web traffic.
Right.
And you would be... It's kind of on the up and up, assuming that that's what they're doing.
Since that's as far as they're going. The FBI, they did it for us.
Right.
For this country during the Exchange debacle that is Microsoft, where we all found out that every flavor of Exchange had all sorts of holes in it dating back to the original version. Because all Microsoft does is retread the same garbage over and over again.
And the holes, if you remember, those holes were all by design.
I know.
They were designed in.
As a feature. And so the FBI would then say, hey, by the way, you have this vulnerability. I just want to make sure you know that. Make sure you patch it up. And that's thousands of servers because 50%, just so you know, 50% of the companies these days still use Exchange on-prem. And the other half use 365. However, there's so many hybrid configurations of 365 that even the folks who are using 365, you may not realize it, but you still have an Exchange server on site.
So
keep that in mind. If you do have Exchange on site and 365, ask yourself why. That shouldn't be there. You shouldn't have it. As far as I'm concerned, if you're going to 365, go all the way.
No, I agree. I mean, if you are offloading your email to the cloud, offload it.
So
be done.
We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Four lines wide open for you. 860-522-9842. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Feel free to get online. We have three lines open for you right now. 860-522-9842. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. And our buddy Jeff from South Carolina is checking in. Let's see what's going on down there in South Carolina. Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
How y'all doing?
Yeah, we're doing okay. So, what's going on down there?
Yeah, I want to thank you for the reference. Remember, I told you I was going to school. South Carolina was offering these scholarships and everything.
Yeah.
And I got a job. Well, it's with a system tech, but it's like a project that they have going around changing out the Apple machine. The machines where you go and you swipe your Apple card, your Visa or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they had me doing that.
Well, that's cool. They did call me, Jeff.
They did?
They did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I told them, I'm like, Jeff's a good guy. Just give him a chance. And I'm glad they did.
Yeah, I'm glad they did, too. I mean... I was trying to do that resume, and then they were saying, okay, we got to send this back, send this back. I said, okay, y'all want my resume? Man, I put a resume on them. It looked like a novel, but they hired me anyway.
Well, that's great.
But I went to Midland Tech, and I sat down with a counselor, and he helped me narrow it down. And, hey, I just want to thank you guys. I didn't think it was going to work, man, you know, having a radio talk show host as a reference. You know,
but it's funny, Jeff. I just all I said was you've called in for many years, and you're a veteran, and you sound like a sincere person. And I said it's probably worth giving him a chance. You know, that's all I know you by is the occasional call in over the years, and I was honest with him about that.
Yeah, and you obviously have some tech know-how too.
You do.
Oh yeah, I do. It was kind of at first it was kind of difficult because I had to, it was online courses and. Changing their machines that they had, I had to hook up the new machine, run a test, and then once the test passed, I just hooked their machine back up. Now they should be on the new machine because they were supposed to move it over to the 3rd of October.
Yep.
So, that was good. I said, man, this is a good experience I'm getting. I said, and it works, you know. That's a good program that South Carolina have for people to get jobs, quick jobs.
Right. There's lots of work out there, and the question is how to find it, you know, and who to talk to.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. But there's another thing that I was going to tell you about.
Yeah.
It was like, what do you call a belt that's made out of watches?
A belt that's made out of watches. What do you call a belt that's made out of watches?
It's a timing belt.
No, not quite.
Well, then I have no idea, Jeff.
You call it a waste of time.
That's better than a timing belt, that's for sure.
Yeah, we got that one. Yeah. We got that one. Well, Jeff,
you got that one.
We appreciate you checking in from South Carolina. I'm so happy it worked out. I'm happy I could have been any part in that because you're a good guy, and I hope you continue to get out there and do some IT work because we need more geeks out there.
We definitely need more geeks.
So we got one more working out there, which is awesome. So thanks for checking in, Jeff.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Wow, that's great news. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV will be joining us. He'll be talking a little bit about how to become a geek because that's his job. And we'll talk about how incognito mode may not be as private as you thought it was and how Google is maybe going to get sued for it, which is fine by me. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And then at 10:05, we're going to have Wes come in from IT Pro TV, and he'll be talking a little bit about incognito mode. But you guys, four lines wide open, 860-522-9842 is the number. Happy to have you guys on the show. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about when it comes to technology. I was successful in swapping out all my smoke detectors, I'll have you know.
Ooh.
And they all work, I think.
You think?
There's a little green light says they're all working. So I'm very happy about that. I highly recommend if your detectors are over 10 years old, you got to think about replacing them. You know, you fall back, you're supposed to change your batteries and these things. Now you can get a 10-year battery, right?
Right.
Change them out. All right. So as we wait for your calls, and Dennis and I don't want to talk about our kids or our cats, we're going to go on to some more technology news. And Windows 11 It runs on fewer than one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
1 in 6 PCs.
Ooh.
So just 15.44% of PCs across the globe have installed Windows 11, meaning it gained 1.83% points in a month, which is fine. It's getting a little traction there. But that compares to the 71.29% running Windows 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
Windows 7, believe it or not, which we still see in our client base, which is a huge risk, people.
Yeah, don't do it.
Windows 7 is on a tenuous grip in third place with 9.61%. Windows 8.1 is in fourth with 2.45%. And plain old Windows 8 with 0.69%, which is half a percentage point there, a little bit more than that. And then Windows XP.
Oh, really?
0.39%. So it's still running. So if you're running Windows 7 or older, you are definitely at a security risk, especially for business. I know sometimes, and we both, Dennis and I, were talking about this off the air, you're stuck having to run some of these old operating systems, especially for your machine shop systems or your laser welding systems, because to put in a new system is $100,000+.
Well, usually there's usually both a hardware and a software cost, and
yeah,
the two of them just add up to a lot of money.
Right. And you're
a lot of money.
You're like, I can still make my parts and I can still do my welds with the old XP machine. And so we understand that, but it's a risk.
Yeah. And if you keep it offline,
yeah,
then, and as long as it can keep functioning, then why not?
Exactly. In total, Microsoft Windows, and this has been the case forever, has almost 76% of the global desktop OS market. And that's followed by OS X, which is 15.7%. It's funny how OS X is still OS X ever since we started the program almost 30 years ago. It's been OS X.
Well,
right?
That's true. Well, actually, it's OS 12 now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, is it OS 12? All right.
Yeah.
OS X's got 15. They're only talking about OS X, 15.7% of the market. And Linux or however you say it or play it, it has 2.6%. That's kind of interesting if you think about it. Cool. So again, the bad guys are only writing for Windows.
Mostly.
Biggest part of the market.
Right. And the only time that you really hear about, you know, either Apple or Linux viruses or malware going out, you also hear that the same payload runs on Windows. So they've written a cross operating system exploit.
That's next level script kiddie.
Right. But that seems to be where most of that comes from in the Linux and Mac OS world.
Gotcha. And then Android, of course, our favorite Google operating system, comprised. It's right into my head. Android comprised 42.37% of the total operating systems, period. All of them. Yeah, that's a huge amount.
That's enormous.
With Windows trailing now, 30.11%. And iOS is only 17%, guys, sorry. Hmm. And OS 10, or 12, as Dennis says, is 6.24%. So again, Android has come through with gangbusters. You know, and Google watched Microsoft and said, oh, how do you get the most operating systems on your systems? Oh, you give it away for free. Oh, okay. And that's why we have Android at 42.37%. It may not be the better operating system, but it's the cheaper one. So these numbers are kind of interesting. Windows 11 is, you know, Microsoft wants you to go there. Windows 10 is supposed to be out of support in 2025. But again, like all things, nobody wants to be the first person on the block to run Windows 11, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Microsoft has made everybody very cautious.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
yeah.
And, you know,
rightfully so.
A year ago when it came out, what were people asking us? Should we upgrade? And what were we saying? No.
No, wait.
Hold off.
But you will be stuck with it on many new laptops might be coming through with Windows 11, especially consumer level stuff. You can choose it in the business grade.
Yeah. Even most of the business computers that I've been seeing that are new are coming with 11.
Yeah. So you're going to find that an issue. And the other issue that always comes along with that is, so your Office suite may not work, right? Your old Office suite may not work on your new Windows 11 machine that you're having to upgrade or do a subscription. It's all planned obsolescence, if I'm saying
right.
anything, that's how it all works.
What I saw just a few weeks ago was somebody replaced a Windows 7 computer with Office 2010.
Mm, 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you can't use.
She went to Windows 11 and she's trying to get 2010 installed and doesn't work.
Right.
And we had to get her
a new version of Office. Right. So that's the snag here. It's like Microsoft is like, okay, no, we're not going to let you do this. And they kind of work with the manufacturers too, because the limitations of the hardware running Windows 11 is ridiculous. You know, the right. certain generation of processors won't work, and
yeah, certain generations, and also a TPM 2.0 capability is required,
which is good for security.
It is, but I can't really think of anything that would cause the basic operating system to not run correctly if you have instead, say, TPM 1.2.
Right. Right.
I don't know why that barrier is there. It just isn't very logical.
Well, it's because they can do it.
Well, yeah, that would be the logic.
Yeah. Mr. Gates is sitting there saying, hey, we need to sell some more systems. Let's go ahead and force the obsolescence.
Bill Gates doesn't work there anymore. You're talking about Satella.
Yeah, whatever his name is. But same idea.
Satya Nadella, sorry.
I wouldn't have been able to pronounce it, so I went to Gates. the idea, though, is that they want to get that planned obsolescence in there. And then as IT people, right, we didn't get into this business to sell Microsoft. We didn't.
No.
Our business is to help our clients' companies succeed. We're just there to help them succeed, and we happen to have to work on the platforms that they use to succeed. And you know, if Novell was still here and it was a thing and was competitive, we would happily quote an alternative to Microsoft and put that in place. If it's the better mousetrap, right? The problem is it was the more expensive mousetrap.
Right.
And finally went away. So, and then as in the case of Apple, Apple only has 15.7% of the total market. Still, over the many years that we've been doing the show, it's always had a small percentage of the market. Now, maybe it's doubled its size in the 30 years that we've done this show, nearly 30 years, but 15% is really nothing. And it's because it's so expensive. Many Apple people will say it's a superior product.
Well, in a lot of ways it is.
Yeah.
But speaking just for myself, I'm a guy who's owned Apple computers for a long time.
Yeah.
When it was time to buy a new one, I didn't get one.
Right.
I just can't justify the money
you got
anymore.
A tab Maserati.
I do. Oh, holy mackerel, is that thing ever great.
Yeah. And again, it cost them half as much as it would have for the Apple equivalent. So that's another reason you
absolutely.
Did it.
That same computer, you're right. It would have been almost twice as much money.
Yeah. So, you know, we're all kind of stuck in this. The question is, can this planned obsolescence continue? Like, we just watched Adobe literally withdraw the ability to look at color. We've got car manufacturers that want you to buy, like BMW is going to start selling you a vehicle, right? And you have to pay a subscription to have the heated steering wheel or even heated seats in the car you just bought. Tesla is known for this too, where let's say the guy bought his Tesla configuration and he didn't pay for the extended battery. By the way, the extended battery is in the car.
Right.
But he didn't pay for that key to unlock the extended battery. But somehow it was unlocked as a feature. And he sells it, right, to the next unsuspecting buyer. And then Tesla goes back and does a quick check on its licensing and says, oh, no, we're going to turn that off for you. That guy never bought that feature. If you want it, it's going to cost you X number of thousands of dollars. This is crazy. This is really getting crazy as it is. People are doing, you know, 60-month car loans or 72-month car loans. You may as well just call it a mortgage on your car these days.
Right.
And then they're going to start licensing a heated seat or a heated steering wheel because they can. And over the air, somebody's going to say, no heated steering wheel for you. Just disconnect it. I mean, it shouldn't be a thing. But that's where we're going. And I don't know that it's – I don't think that it makes a lot of healthy sense to go that way.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, there should be some sort of consumer watchdog that kind of prevents that. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, four lines wide open. I'm not sure where any of you guys are, but we're here. A couple of pasty white computer geeks in the studio. If you want to see that, we're over at WTIC's Facebook page. You can check us out there, get online, send us a question right there. We'll go check that out during the break. And you can email us at gethelp@tabinc.com, your question as well. So plenty of ways to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. And then Dr. Alessio came in with Healthy Rounds. So he'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. So stick around for that. But for now, we're here. Four lines open, 860-522-9842. On occasion, we do find that all computer problems in the state have been solved, which is nice. It's great to see that finally happening.
Yeah.
But if you do have a computer issue, we're happy to try to help you out with it. 860-522-9842 is the number. So what else you got going on there, Dennis? You want to bring up?
Oh, this is almost frightening.
Yeah.
researchers have figured out how to use a drone with Wi-Fi in it to find and locate devices through walls.
Okay.
And it operates at a very low level, so it's not like they have to be able to attach to a network first or anything like that. It's just using the latent Wi-Fi signals that pass between different devices.
And to be able to pinpoint
another
device.
And it's being able to pinpoint them behind a wall. Oh, yeah.
So what are they going to use this for? Bond, James Bond?
I mean, probably there are many uses for it.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. But again, these signals are out there, right? So your Wi-Fi right. device has its own little broadcast signal. So that it must be that the drone is able to pick up these disparate signals, hone in on them.
It is. And the Wi-Fi protocol is designed so that devices do this. They pull each other just to see, what are you? What are you? What are you? What do I do with you? What do I do with you? Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about this. But hey, you're an access point that I recognize, and I can log into you.
Right? Isn't that how AirTags work? Kind of. They use it through Bluetooth. AirTags. You know, they don't actually connect to a network and say they don't get onto a cellular network and say, "Hey, I'm here." They try to find all the Bluetooth devices within their proximity, right?
Right.
And they sniff out that Bluetooth and then say, "Hey, I am around this spot."
Yeah, that they call ad hoc transmission.
Right. And so you're participating in, as a just a human within range of that AirTag in allowing it to be found just by simply being part of that network.
Right.
That's scary if you think
that,
about it.
And that ability has to be there, otherwise devices wouldn't be able to communicate with each other.
Well,
think about it.
That's true. They're always saying, hey, I'm here.
There has to be some kind of latent or ambient something going on. Otherwise, nothing's ever going to connect.
Yeah. That doesn't sound that secure, though, Dennis. Wouldn't you rather? So the way a firewall works is that you lock it, you turn off, you know, all access, and then you allow IP addresses that you want to connect to.
That's,
Bluetooth could work that way.
Well, a lot of devices with Bluetooth operate where they're discoverable only under certain conditions, like when you hit a discover button or something like that.
Right. But in the case of the AirTags,
Bluetooth have any controls, so they're just it's a sovereign device. So it just does what it does.
And it has nothing to do with the article, but I was just kind of brought it up. Let's go to Tom and Winstead. Now you guys are all waking up. What's happening, Tom?
Good morning. Yes. I had a problem with the computer last night. A pop-up came up, the big box that detected a Trojan spyware. And it got a Microsoft number.
Go ahead and say what it said, Tom, so we can say no quickly. But go ahead. What was the number? You had a number that came up and said, call this number, right, to get help?
1-8.
Don't give the number, but you had a number, right?
But I was wondering if it was real or not.
It's fake.
It says Windows Defense Smart.
Yeah.
And there was a Trojan spyware detected.
Right. That's fake. So that's there to scare you into literally calling the bad guys.
Yes.
So you know that, right?
Right. I shut the computer off.
All right. So you have what's called a browser hijack, right? You went surfing somewhere, and while you went surfing, the payload for that display on your screen there was delivered to you.
Yeah.
All right. So it's called a browser hijack. You can just clear your cache, and that probably will take care of it, but maybe not.
How do I do that?
How do you clear your cache? Want to give him some advice there, Dan? What kind of a browser are you using?
Google.
All right. You're using the beach ball?
What you're going to do is click on the little three-dot menu up at the top right of the window.
Yes, yep.
And you're going to click Settings.
Yep.
And then at the top of that box, just type the word cache.
Okay. Yep.
And it should give you several options, and one of them will be, let's see here, what does it call it now?
They keep changing it.
They do. Clear browsing data.
How am I going to get there if a computer won't open up?
It will.
The computer will open up. It's a fake. There's nothing stopping your computer. It's just,
I see. Okay.
It's just a fake thing trying to scare you.
Ah, it certainly did.
It does,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
And this is a common thing out there, guys. So please listen to what Tom has gone through. Anytime you see a phone number for this, or if you see something where they sent you an invoice, and curiously, they make the phone number so large on the invoice to actually figure out how to get a credit. If this invoice was sent in error, oops, here's a big number for you to call, and we'll help you, you know, get that invoice cleared up. Oh, it's all fake. It's all fake. So no, companies are not that nice, right?
I don't do any banking or any buying, just buy from Amazon once in a while, but otherwise I never use the computer for purchasing most everything, yeah.
Yeah, yep. So in this case, you just surfed somewhere that brought you this hijack. So the cash thing doesn't work, then you could have malware on your machine that might want to deliver it, and that would be like a tool like Malwarebytes to try to run it. But
well, the other thing that you could do is use a third-party tool to clear the browser cache, and one of those would be CCleaner. CCleaner.
We'll put a link up there for you. Yeah. Only use it if you find you need to.
Right. Only use it if you have to, and only use what's called the portable version.
Okay.
Don't install CCleaner on your computer because it will... It's not harmful, but it will keep throwing up notifications nagging you to buy this and sign up for that
right. And
go get that. It's just kind of a annoyance.
It's a free nagware that does do a function.
Right. But if you just open up the portable version, save the files somewhere, and then run it from there, it'll be clean. It won't mess up your computer and it won't nag you.
But do understand, Tom, you could re-get this hijack again just by surfing wherever you surfed again.
Yeah, I was looking at restaurants and it came up bad, yeah.
Yeah, you spell restaurant wrong, you're in big trouble, right? That can happen. There's actually all sorts of methods these bad guys use to try to deliver the payload. That's kind of like called squatting. What's it called?
Typo squatting,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. This is not a thing to worry about, but please never call the number ever.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that at all.
I know. They can be pretty tricksy, though.
Yeah, sometimes I check with the police department. They find out the numbers for me and if they're legitimate or not.
Yeah. No, that's good. The cops have been hit with enough ransomware themselves. They probably are finally aware of it because there's police departments that have been encrypted like crazy quite often.
Not only for the computer, but for other sources, too.
Say that again?
For other sources, I get these phone numbers, and I try to take them for selling stuff and whatnot.
Yeah, they try to sell you some fake stuff. But thank you for calling in, Tom, and letting people know.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Our pleasure. All right, guys. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. You guys called, but we have Wes Bryan from IT Bro TV coming on at 10:05. So Bob in Southington, Ken in Torrington, if you can wait through that segment coming back after the news, we're happy to help you. Or you can drop off and then call back in after Wes is done, and we'll help you then. But we'll be here at 11 o'clock. Wes Bryan's up next from IT Pro TV. We'll talk about incognito mode, quote-unquote, private browsing. Yeah, right. We'll be right back.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.